Last the brew.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the delay, Mr. Lockridge.
Oh, things haven't been the same since Daft Derek. Did I ever tell you about Daft Derek?
Sort of.
Spots on him like the moon. Made tea like he lived there. Oh, where are you now, Eric the Skin? I'll tell you where. On the bloody Manchester Guardian and Rising. Fully, I wouldn't have given him 6 months in this game.
Oh, I've got the peace copy.
Oh, I can't give.
It's three padders, like you said.
Yeah, well, what do you reckon, then, eh? To our celebrity. Seen any of his daubs, have we?
I'm not quite sure.
Ah, you're missing out. Still, they've made him very rich and very famous.
Yeah, he's a communist, isn't he?
It's rumoured. Ask him yourself.
They banned most of them.
Ah, but he couldn't quite say no to Pablo. That's modern art for you.
What do you mean, Mr. Lockridge?
Oh, forget it. We don't want no red revolutionaries here. Hey, you need a photographer. Get Tom Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Lockridge.
Hey, and Jackie, try and get it right. Picasso. One C, two S's.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music.
The Sheffield Picasso by Dave Sheesbitt.
Yes?
Hello. Sheffield, please. Please, yes.
Will that be a return?
Pardon?
Will that be a return? Are you coming back to Birmingham?
Oh, yes. 2 days, and then I will be back.
I should hope so. Not a place to hang about in Sheffield.
I'm sorry?
Forget it, Lord. Joking.
Oh, yes. English joking. Of course.
You won't need that many of those now.
Might as well do some spares.
I'm not surprised.
What? Sorry, just a minute.
The ban. I'm not surprised.
But why leave it to the last minute?
That's Atlee for you. Useless. A ditherer.
Your dad said they'd kill it. I had a bet with him they wouldn't. Too
bob. Rash. You should have got a second opinion.
Mine. All those hotels booked. All those coaches, interpreters. Look at the paperwork. Shambles.
They're afraid. Capitalism's craven heart.
The City Hall's going to be half empty at this rate.
There'll be enough. And one big name's got through.
I hope his English is better than my French.
Think of him as an ordinary comrade. It's what he is.
Ordinary is not a word I'd use about Pablo Picasso. Not from what I've been reading.
Doing some homework?
I've got to give him a bouquet. At the station.
Like a film star.
Well, he's a bit like that, isn't he?
Fame and fortune. Not your typical communist. Still, we need him. Badly.
I get all sorts. Mostly travellers. Some from your way. It was Birmingham, wasn't it, Mr...
Mazarik. Yes, Birmingham.
And it's 2 nights.
2 nights, yes.
Here we are, love. Uh-huh. I've had the fire on. The weather's been awful, hasn't it?
Thank you.
Toilet and bathroom across the way there. Huh? And tea spot on 5:30. We all eat when Sid does. All right. I've got some sausage meat.
That will be very nice.
It'll be all bread. Shortages. That war's got a lot to answer for.
Ah, the war.
5 years, but it's left its mark on every walk alive. That's what my Sid reckons. We've had bombs here, you know. Mr.
Sheffield, the steelworks, I know.
Town centre got it worst.
I was in Scotland in the Polish army, no bombs for me.
There's still big holes where the shops were. Huh? Our Mary and her Jack got it. They were planning to go to Ken's place in the country near Belper. Talked about it every week. Never went. Then bang, direct hit. Polish, is it?
Yes.
Oh, you stayed on then?
I decided.
You miss home?
Yes.
You speak good English. I'll say that for you.
I am here for 5 years now. I learn quickly. Sorry, I have learned.
Not going back, then?
Not now.
You're not a commercial, are you?
Sorry, I'm not, no.
A rep? Traveller?
Oh, no. I'm in the building trade.
Hmm. 5:30, then. For tea. No objection to Swede, have you?
Swede, I'm a...
Funny that. Me thinking you were a commercial.
Oh, just an ordinary chippy. Sorry.
Don't apologise, love. All sorts here, Mr...
A Mazarik.
I can't get that for some reason.
Thomas, please.
Thomas. Easier that. Ta.
Most English people say that easier.
The flowers, a little higher, please.
We're in a bit of a rush, actually.
Like this, is okay.
That's it.
Ta.
Right.
And another. Lovely, thank you very much, sir. Beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers. Thank you. Thank you very much.
If we could just get through, please.
Could I have a quick word, please, sir? It's Jackie Lane, the star.
Look, we do have a schedule to keep to.
The star?
Press, local evening paper.
I was wondering what you thought about all the troubles.
Please, por favor, slowly with English.
I don't think Mr. Picasso wants to answer questions here.
The government ban on delegates from communist countries, sir.
Look, can we do this later?
Oh, I know this. Oh, my comrades.
Aye, 9 plane loads turned back in Prague, not to mention Neruda, Aragon and that scientist woman. Any comments on that, sir?
I am here for peace.
Now, Mr. Churchill's called it a waste of time, and Mr. Attlee's turned down his invitation.
Ah, yes. He knows about war, eh, your Mr. Churchill. But the war is over 5 years. We work for peace.
That's it now.
How long will you be staying in Sheffield, sir?
2 days.
What do they think in Spain about you coming here?
Spain? I live in France many years.
Could we come through, please? This way, sir.
Well, could I speak to you later, sir, for the paper? Just a little article at your hotel. It's the Grand, isn't it?
Excuse me, my comrades are waiting. Here, these for you.
Yes.
Give to your girl. L'amour, les fleurs, parfait, n'est-ce pas? Goodbye, Monsieur the Star.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. Bloody hell, somehow I don't think Janet will go for Christian's.
These are gâteaux, very good.
Dead fly cakes, we call them.
Dead fly?
Sorry, you'll have to excuse my French. Mouche. Les mouches, is that right?
Ah, flies. Yes, I understand.
More tea?
No, thank you, no. There is a problem, the confidence?
Well, yes.
They've wrecked it.
The people from Soviet side cannot arrive?
Our wonderful Labour government.
And this is...
Sorry, John Round, one of the organising committee.
Very pleased to meet you, sir. Tutor Reed, you see. The Home Secretary panicked. Dished out stick at the last minute.
Stick?
Can I just try to explain, John?
Huh?
Well, it's difficult.
I'll shut up, sorry.
Because so many people can't come, the conference has been called off. Finished.
Finished? But surely...
There will be a day of speeches tomorrow.
The whole shebang's been moved to Poland, Warsaw.
But you will speak tomorrow, sir, as arranged. There will be a day's discussion.
I will give my voice for peace, like in Paris.
I'm ashamed of what's happened.
The government. Scared stiff.
I'm sorry.
He's saying the government's, afraid.
All governments are afraid, I think.
It's the Yanks. NATO, an armed capitalist club.
Do you know Pablo Neruda? Louis Aragon?
Aragon, yes. I meet him in Paris. And Mr. Robson, also not here?
Can't get out. Locked in by the freedom-loving USA.
Oh, I meet a man, Press.
The Star.
Go. Local rags, deeply conservative. There'll be some London people tomorrow, I hope. Mind you, it's mostly Tory.
A boy.
A bit youthful, certainly.
He thinks I live in Spain.
He gave him the bouquet.
What?
You should have seen this reporter's face.
Did it go all right?
Very well. He nailed Churchill beautifully. In English.
I like the blueberry.
Right, well, if you've had enough.
Yeah, we will go now, huh? To the hotel, please.
It's supposed to be quite good, the Grand.
Only one like it we've got.
Can we see you later? Talk about the agenda tomorrow and your speech.
Ah, oui, my speech.
At the hotel, about 7 tonight.
Of course, 7.
Shall I see you later, Bums?
I've got to meet Croson later to discuss transport.
The committee room, then. What time?
I want to pop home first, check on Dad. About 6:30.
Okay. Right then, sir. I look forward to meeting you later.
Au revoir, comrade. Thank you.
It isn't far. The hotel.
Your friend.
What about him?
Special friend? I think so.
Very serious, yes. Politic.
Oh, you could say that.
Soon I will walk around the city.
Not a lot to see. Mostly bomb sites. Sheffield got hit hard.
Ah, steel factories, yes.
They're out of the centre, the East End. They got bombed badly, but they've picked up since the war. I can arrange a trip. A visit.
Please, I must find, coiffeur. Like so.
A haircut.
Ah, si, c'est ça. A haircut for Picasso.
The building trade, madam, tells me.
Yes, joiner.
Is that right?
More mash, Thomas.
Thank you, no, I'm full up. Very nice.
Not a building down your way, is there?
After the war, there is much to do.
I'll say. This country's going to go boom, boom, boom very soon. Know it.
Boom, boom, boom?
Oh, it's like this, isn't it? War, smash it all up. Then peace, build it all up. Boom all round. Then over the top, crash, crash. Then have another war. Start again. That's the way it works. Might be different over your way, mine.
Sid, let the man eat his food.
He is. I'm the one starving myself, talking.
My way?
Planned economy. Cut out the evil cycle.
Ah, my way. You're talking about Poland.
Well, I wasn't talking about Birmingham.
Poland is not my country, not now.
Take your point. But a leopard can't, can he?
Oh, Sid, really?
He knows what I mean, don't you, Tommy? Born and bred. Native land, in the blood, all that.
I am a refugee now. I'm officially called displaced person. I have to report to the police.
Oh, you never.
No, it's no trouble, but I must do this every 3 months.
But you've a family in Poland, you said?
Of course.
Not hitched, are you?
Hitched?
Oh, married.
Oh, no.
Do you hear from them, your family?
Sometimes I get letters.
Oh, here's me, thinking there was this big wall of silence. No speaking, no squeaking.
I am sorry, I do not understand.
Talk proper, Sid, for heaven's sake.
The Iron Curtain, the golden silence.
Oh, there are problems.
I'll say.
Everywhere people watch and listen. The party, you see. Everywhere there are police.
Doesn't sound very nice.
Is that why you never went back?
I decided I don't think it is going to be good for me. It's difficult times. The Russian bear.
The Russian bear what?
Oh, Sid.
Those spuds going begging.
There you are. The war's got a lot to answer for.
It's no picnic here, is it?
Still, it's nicely settled.
I met a nice English girl here. She lives in Sheffield. Oh. I have come to see her.
Where?
Sorry?
Where does she live?
What
district? We might know. Great big villages, Sheffield. Yeah. What street?
Sorry, the address is in my room.
Some people don't like it. Foreigners taking jobs here.
Oh, I know this.
We're a Pole at our place. Jack Slavic. Gets called all sorts,
believe me. I've a nice apple pie for afters.
I know these things. Up the bloody pole, yes?
I'm sure they don't mean to be nasty.
Oh, yes, they bloody do.
Where do you work, Mr. Bruce?
A bakery, Gunstones. Madhouse, I can tell you.
My father was a baker.
Sid's a driver.
It suits me. Quiet life on the land.
You have a nice house here.
Madame's idea. To take guests.
Oh, the money's handy, Sid. You know that.
Yeah. When they pay.
The money is in my room. Shall I pay now?
Just sit where you are. Plenty of time for that. I'll just get the apple pie.
So, what did you do in Poland then, Tommy, before the war?
I was in a factory.
Doing what?
All sorts of things. Here it was different. Johnny, Paul, Pete, steal, farm, take it or go home. But I have been lucky. The building work is good, plenty of bonus.
Which firm is it?
What?
I might know the name.
I have worked for lots of people.
Yeah, but where do you work at the moment?
You wouldn't know it. It's a very small business.
Does this lass of yours work, then?
Yes, in an office here.
Could do worse. Mrs. B's a Sheffield lass. I'm from the south, Rotherham. I only married her because I couldn't make me own gravy.
I am sorry, sometimes my English is...
Oh, don't you have a new one, kid?
Here we are.
Oh, special English pudding, lovely! Sometimes I am very glad to live here.
It's all a bit one way, isn't it? This Iron Curtain thing. I mean, your lot are happy enough to get over here, but you don't get many of us lot straining at the leash to get over your way, do you?
To live there, you have to believe in what they believe. There is no room for anyone who does not agree.
Sounds very harsh. Custard, Thomas.
Thank you.
Put you well to sleep, huh?
Tonight, I shall be returning late. Can I have a key, please?
How late would that be?
Girlfriend, John. Could be tomorrow morning, eh?
I'll leave the door unlocked. Just slip the catch down.
And no women after 12 o'clock. All right, Tommy?
Oh, Sid, really?
Okay. No women after 12 o'clock, Mr. Bruce.
I'll say this for you, kid. For a joiner, you keep your mitts nice and clean.
Mitts?
Do you like the skin, Thomas?
Because if not, I do. Best bit.
The thing about this summer school woman is she doesn't know the game. She's never been to a fight. She just thinks it's about blokes clogging each other. She's no idea. I mean, I boxed in the army and... Do you want anything on?
No, thanks.
Oh. Here we are, then.
Top.
And just a bob, sir.
That's it.
Thank you. Right. Next, please. You, sir, I think. Can't see anyone else. Anyone hiding under the chair? No. Sorry about that bit of a wait. We get busy Thursdays. I stay open till 6. Traffic for the weekend, you see. With this chair.
Thank you.
Just a trim, is it? Not a lot more you could have, is there? Still, never mind. As long as there's something in the shrubbery.
Yes. Just two cut, please.
Not from round these parts, sir.
I am visitor.
Oh, I'll see. You didn't cop that sunshine round here. You just come back a jiff. That's right. Lovely. Cold again. Mind you, they did promise us snow. This arsey wind gets right to my skin. I'm a Nesh sort. Wife's always on at me about that. I can be a bit extravagant with the fire, you see. Coal being on the short side.
Afternoon.
It's Thursday and it's that man again. It's just the one here, Arthur. You'll have to wait.
Where am I going in a hurry all of a sudden?
Thought I might see you today. You get near the fire. It's freezing out there.
See Hagen's out on Saturday? He's near again, he says.
He's not on him. That's his trouble. One knock on his other like a skittle. Mind you, he can use it to advantage. That time Barris clobbered him, eh, and he rolls over into penalty area. He must have been all the 5 yards and gets up. Penalty ref, he shouts. Penalty!
He's a ball player, Hagen, an artist.
All right.
Less use for those types these days, Kenneth. It's all smash and grab stuff.
Business, is it, sir? While you are in Sheffield?
I am here for meeting.
Is that right?
For peace.
Right, peace.
You know this meeting.
I can't say I do, sir.
That peace thing, City Hall. Catch on, Ken.
Which one's that, then?
It's all over the papers. Telegraph and Star, isn't it?
Yeah, it missed me.
Oh, World Peace Conference. People from all over the world. Yeah, you've done well not to cop some of that.
Yeah, politics. I get enough of that in your shop without reading about it at my own fireside.
I am Picasso.
Just tilt that way. Lovely. Now, this won't hurt. I've only killed 3 this week.
Bloody hell. Pablo Picasso.
How do you do?
Arthur Wilson. Pleased to meet you.
The artist, is it?
Is he?
Like the Picasso, I mean.
What other Picasso do you know?
That's right.
A bit of a celebrity for your shop. You can put a sign up. Picasso was here.
Oh, won't cut much ice with my land.
Oh, you'll have come from Spain, then?
I live in France now.
Oh, that must be very nice. The south, that'll be?
The south, yes.
Oh, must be lovely. Warm sun, sand and sea. I've read about it.
Sun and sand. I've had my share of that, thanks very much. You can keep it.
Arthur was in the desert, you see. In the war.
Ah, yes, the war.
Less said the better. Bloody Monty. A maniac, if ever there was one. And Churchill. You know, we booed him when he come out there.
Bad time for many people.
I'll say.
Where were you, then?
Wolverhampton with the catering corps. You know where I was, Arthur.
I meant him.
Please?
in the war. What did you do?
I live in Paris.
What? Oh, with the Nazis?
They do not move me.
Lucky man. They managed to shift me from a little terrace in Crux to a bloody desert 2,000 miles away for 3 rotten years.
Paris in the war, she is so sad.
Well, I had you as a dead certainty for Spain, I know.
Franco. Eh? Catch on, Ken.
What?
And they've got Franco. Wouldn't suit him, would it?
Wouldn't it?
Work it down.
There, you've lost me.
Exile job. The fascists.
Oh, aye.
Oh, that were a bad do. I know a kid who went over there to fight. Dave Bradshaw, did you know him, Ken? Tall lad. Worked in the machine shop at Brightmoor's. Head in the clouds. It wasn't in a book.
No, can't place him, Arthur.
He didn't come back, I know that. Bloody war.
Yeah, well, you got through yours.
No thanks for the bleeding officers.
You tell him what you think of the great Montgomery.
It'll keep. Like World War Bloody Three.
Ah, fascisme. It is the enemy of peace.
I remember that Moseley coming. 35, he was.
34, Moseley. One of nature's bastards. And that's polite.
Here we go, politics again.
No, it's why your Labour lot won't touch it.
Won't touch what, Arthur?
It's this peace conference you haven't read about.
Head forward, please. Dark.
Communist run, you see. That's what frightens them. Government, press, trade unions, churches, they're all scared. Can't think what all.
They took some stick at Stalingrad, now you got to give them credit.
Yeah, that was the war. Aye. This is peacetime. Different theatre, you see.
Just saying, Arthur, just saying.
I can't see what bothers people. I mean, what's a few harmless Reds? They're not going to overthrow the state, are they? Plunge the country into revolution? Donnells. Shop steward at Brayley's, where I was. He were a commie. Moan. One arm on account of the war. A gammy leg on account of a do with a piece of hot steel. And on top, if that wasn't enough, he stuttered chronic. Yeah, I found it hard to see the danger myself. But he thought he were a red menace. All I could see was a limping wreck with a bank off. And a pawn shop for Marmite sandwiches. Always chuffing Marmite.
Aye, well, that's what he were there for.
You what?
Shop steward to be a menace.
I thought you didn't do politics.
I don't.
Then give it a rest.
What's the weather like at the moment, sir? Over your way?
Sorry?
In France. Sunny, is it, the weather?
It is warm.
Bit rough coming here. The sleet forecast.
It is dark here, and the mist, the darkness.
Well, that's the works. Full blast these days, to get him back to work, you see.
Ah, steel, yes. I know this for Sheffield.
Smoke and stuff from works gets into the rain. Call it smog.
Smog?
Taste it some days. Isn't that right, Arthur? You can taste it in your mouth.
He'll be telling you about the Australians next.
When they came to play Yorkshire at Bramall Lane and went into bat, the steel lad stoked up the furnaces. I'm talking about 1948 now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It played hell with the light, you see. The idea were 12 power bowlers. They still beat us. Bradman was pathetic, mine, out for a blob. Right. Is anything on?
Please?
This, on there, to keep it neat. It's my own mix.
They used it in the war to keep down cockroaches.
Yeah.
Right, Ken?
No, thank you.
Oh, well, I am done, then. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Try telling that to your world leaders. No more war, please, gents. Ta.
A shilling for the haircut, sir.
This is enough?
Ah, well, have you anything smaller than a note, sir?
Oh, keep, please.
You what?
He said keep it, Ken.
I thought that's what he said. Bloody hell, thank you very much.
Oh, this.
What's that?
Chapeau, n'est-ce pas?
That's my cap, but...
I tie this, please, hmm?
If you must.
There's a mirror, sir. You have a shufti it yourself.
Oh, yes, it's okay. Impeccable.
Hey, you look a pip, I'll say that.
I can keep, yes?
Hey, hang on a minute.
We change, okay?
What?
This and this from me.
That?
Yes, is from Paris.
I'm not partial to berries, to tell you the truth.
They're for lasses, you see.
Lasses?
Berries are for women, especially blue ones.
But we change it for peace, friends.
Bugger me, he means it, Ken.
What shall I do? Oh, tricky one, Arthur, tricky.
A piece of Sheffield for me, yes, for Picasso.
Nice surprise for your better half, coming home in that.
First thing Rita will do is smell me breath.
What else?
I'll be just stone cold sober.
Sober in a blueberry.
We change, OK?
Go on, be daring. Could be worth a bob or two one day. Picasso's lady. Think on.
How am I going to explain it to Rita?
Yeah, you'll think of summat.
Now I must part. Thank you again for this,
cap.
A cap.
Yeah, it's a cap. My cap.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You come to the meeting tomorrow, yes?
No, not me. I have to mind the shop.
It is for peace. What we want.
Oh, absolutely. I'm all for it.
Goodbye, Arthur. And thank you.
All right, so long.
Where are you going now, then?
My hotel, the Grand.
Yeah, well, it would be, wouldn't it? There's a 45 if you walk round the corner, or else you've a 52 from outside the chemist. They both go to town.
This is a good day. Today is a day for caps. Au revoir, mes amis.
You're a chair, Arthur.
Top.
Usual.
Please?
It's gone six, you know. I shouldn't be shut. All this gabbing with Picasso.
Yeah, I thought he'd be taller. Very staring eyes, did you notice, Kenny?
Don't get many foreign artists in here. I think he's my first, actually.
He's got my cap. I must be batty letting him have that.
Something to tell your grandkids, Arthur.
Oh, that'll be the day. Our Tom's pathetic when it comes to lasses. Mind you, I blame the war. Women aren't the same these days. Mm. Hey, have you noticed? Brussen lot.
He's a good painter, is he?
Picasso?
Just that way, shade, dark. People rate him, do they?
Father of Cubism, no less, Kent. Father of Cubism.
Is that right? When do you reckon he'll be back, then?
Who? Picasso?
No, Hagen.
Only me, Dad. Dad? Everything all right?
Oh, I must have dropped off.
I haven't got long.
It's going ahead, then?
Just a day. Warsaw's going to take it.
Shift the lot? To Warsaw?
I have no choice, really. The offer's there.
Oh, what could he do here in a day?
What a bloody mess.
I don't want to say
it. I owe you two, Bob.
No, I didn't mean that.
It was a bet. Come on.
I'll put it in the fund. Do you want a cuppa?
Not really, Tar.
You look done in, Babs.
Weeks of work we've put into this. All the hotels, interpreters, transport, leaflets, caterer. Oh. I've used up all my holiday from the library.
Oh, I wish I could have helped. Oh.
For nothing now.
Yeah, at least finished it, you know. Always intended to.
Have you had any dinner, Dad?
Oh, I had some porridge.
Dad!
Don't nag me. That Simmons woman deserves her share of that.
She only comes once a week.
Class traitor, that woman.
Mrs. Simmons?
Oh, Mr. Churchill this, Mr. Churchill that. And she hums subversively.
She what?
Oh, I've noticed. The tune, you know, Red, Red Robin. Red sails in the sunset. Deliberate. Oh, Bertie me.
You're going barmy, Dad. I knew it one day.
And what does John reckon?
About Mrs. Simmons?
The cancellation, the conference.
No, he's disappointed, put it mildly.
He ought to give up his job. Go full time for the party, that lad.
You think so?
Oh, that piece he wrote for the work, I mean, spot on. Good tactician, too. He'd be an asset in London.
London?
I'd miss you, of course. But have you talked any more about a date?
Dad!
Oh, busy with the conference.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get engaged. We can do without all that petit bourgeois stuff.
Oh, can we? That's all right, then.
Mind you, if your mother was alive, she'd have wanted it.
She might just have left it to me.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Now, come on, snap in.
It's just the way you are. Assume things. About us, about me and John.
But I thought it was all settled.
Hmm.
Oi.
You've known each other for a long time now. So much in common.
You'll be telling me next is my last chance.
What?
Here I am, 36, going on 37, a bit of a plain Jane at that, so I best get itched before I finish up a dreaded spinster on the shelf.
I only said you were suited.
Leave it, Dad.
Yep, it's important to have things to share. Your mother never was one for politics, you know. She once told me she thought the local party was made up of a lot of embittered men. She said we never had any laughs.
Did she say that?
It was a gap between us. Now, you and John...
Dad, please stop
now. I'm just saying, that's all.
Shall I do you some potatoes? There's a chop in the fridge.
I'm all right. I'm not hungry. Have you met Picasso yet?
This morning.
What's he like?
Tanned, and he had a blueberry. Oh,
that's the artist for you.
We gave him a bouquet, and he gave it to the star reporter. He's quite the joker.
Speaks English, does he?
Better than I speak French.
French?
It's where he lives now.
Oh, right, that, Casals, you know, two fingers to Franco. Good lads for that.
Lads? He's nearly 70.
And he's going to speak.
We're going to the Grand tonight to sort it out.
The Grand? Better put your best frock on.
It's funny. He's sort of ordinary, really. A little old man in a big overcoat. I really find it hard to imagine he's a... genius.
He's not liked in Moscow, you know.
Surprise, surprise.
They find him difficult.
He doesn't paint workers.
It's a point.
Have you seen what he does paint?
Not much.
That makes two of us.
I'm a man of plain taste, you know, in art.
He's got the most wonderful dark eyes.
They reckon when he signs a survey out, someone with more money than sense will pay thousands for it. Madness!
Still, at least he's here. Pity about all those others.
Chaffee at the centre of world politics. Mm. Oh, I wish I felt more up to it to get in there.
Nothing to get in there for now. Just a day of speeches. You're better off resting. Like you've been told.
Such an honour, the peace movement coming here. With the steelworks making arms.
Rather lost the point now, that, hasn't it?
I wish I could be there.
You'll eat a proper dinner, Dad, won't you? I mean, cook something hot.
Can I help you, sir?
Hello. I would like to speak to Mr. Pablo Picasso.
Have you an appointment, sir?
No. I just want to meet him, to talk.
He is rather busy, sir, if you...
You can tell me his room number. I will go there and talk to him.
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Is he here now, in the hotel?
Perhaps you could give me your name, sir, and tell me what exactly it's about, and I'll forward
it. It is important I see him to talk.
I'm sure it is, sir, but he is on a rather busy schedule. Unless you can give me... Suit yourself, buddy boy.
It's a pint, best bitter.
A pint, best bitter.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I suppose you drink wine normally.
Alcohol is no good for Picasso's work.
What do you think of Sheffield, sir?
Comrade, please.
Oh, sorry, comrade.
So much dark, no colours. Smog, oui?
You don't mind if I take notes, do you?
My flowers, you give them to the girl?
My mum, actually. Could I ask you about the peace conference tomorrow?
It is for peace of the world, comrade.
And you're a communist?
You know this.
No, I'm just checking, you know.
So, you have a wife, Mr. Starr?
Me? No, mate.
Girls?
Well, there's Janet.
Ah, Janet.
Yeah, it's a bit off and on at the mall. Well, it's mostly off. But it's her, really. I've known her since school. It's just that, you know, sometimes she doesn't seem that interested, you know. Can't come out tonight washing me hair, sort of thing.
Ah, you do not live with Janet.
Live with?
Bed, food, love.
You must be bloody joking.
You find out, then, about Janet. About woman.
Yeah, I bloody do. Look, we don't do that sort of thing round here. Besides, my mum would never speak to me again. I mean, girls, they don't do that sort of stuff, do they? Well, at least not the ones that I know. I mean, can I ask you another question, comrade?
There are girls here.
What?
Here in the hotel.
Well, yeah.
To visit, to pass time.
To pass? Oh, you mean those sort of girls?
In France all the time. In hotel it is easy.
Ah, yeah, that's France, isn't it? I mean, this is blinking Sheffield.
Where do I find?
I've no idea, sorry.
I will ask. Someone know always on these things.
Excuse me, sir, there's two people to see you.
Ah, yes, here, please. Tell them for me.
Right, sir.
Well, I'm in the way.
No, you stay. It's about tomorrow, the peace.
I'll get off, I think. You know, I'll see you again at the conference.
Yeah, I make big speech.
Oh, by the way, you should go steady on that.
Go steady?
Aye, it's Tennant's Queens, mate. 6 pints of that is enough to kill a gorilla. Good night, comrade.
Your guest, sir.
You were expecting us.
Of course, please.
Will you require more drinks, sir?
Sit with me. You want the best bitter, comrade?
Orange juice, please. Round. John Round.
Orange juice and Barbara. Hmm? Ah, wine for Barbara. Hmm?
Oh.
Yes, a vin rouge, I think.
One orange, one glass of red wine.
Une bouteille, s'il vous plaît.
Of course, sir.
Voilà.
Tomorrow, sir.
We hope you'll speak for 5 or 10 minutes.
Of course.
Will that be in English, sir?
I will write it. In English, of course, and no mistakes.
There will be some press there.
Monsieur Star?
Some nationals, I hope.
Oh, I have something. Regardez. A chapeau de Sheffield.
Hellfire.
Very fetching.
Yeah, it's a big joke, eh? Picasso's cap.
Where did you get it?
The man in the hair shop. Arthur, we change over. I gave him my beret.
Fun and games, obviously.
He talks about communists in England.
That should have been instructive.
I think people do not like, huh?
Putting it mildly, they do not like.
And tomorrow I draw for peace.
Draw?
In Paris I make the dove. Here too, I think. To sell for money. But this is okay, je suis artiste.
As long as I go on the platform.
It should go down well.
It is a mark now, the dove. A bird for peace.
Yeah.
A sign. They tell me this. I call my little girl Paloma, the dove.
And orange juice and your wine, sir.
Permettez la bouteille?
I'm afraid we can't offer much choice, sir. It's the war, you understand.
Ah, of course. Always the war.
Do you wish to taste, sir?
Pardon, monsieur, sir. Laissez la bouteille, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, sir.
Now then, we drink. Like this, how do you say,
A toast?
Ah, c'est ça, a toast. Santé. Voilà. For peace of world. We hit the glasses, Barbara?
Peace of world, then. Cheers.
Cheers.
John.
World peace.
You're blushing.
He was just asking like that, straight out with it.
A bloke in a hotel wants a tart laid on. What's new?
Oh, but come on, he's Picasso, isn't he? I mean, he's an artist, like, he's famous.
Look, inside his trousers, he's same as all on us.
I suppose they're all like that on the continent, aren't they?
Well, they're like that everywhere. Wake up, sunshine. So, what did you tell him?
What?
About helping with his requirements.
Oh, you said he'd ask someone.
Oh, sensible.
What, the Grand Hotel?
First-class knocking shop. Everybody knows that. Where there's blokes with money, there's always skirt available. Hey, which reminds me, fancy some fish and chips?
Oh, the last tram's at 22, I can't miss that.
Oh, isn't life fun?
What?
Where do you get your entertainment, young Jackie?
Oh, Sheffield's such a dump, isn't it?
What about that lass of yours, eh?
Janet.
Dark hair, nice line in brown eyes. Oh, not that I've noticed, mind you.
I'm still seeing her.
Look at you.
Yeah, tomorrow, I think.
You don't sound too sure.
Yeah, we're going to see that Myrna Loy film at the Hippodrome.
Oh, that flea pit. A woman got bitten by a rat in there. Well, at least she said it was a rat. She made a terrible fuss. We ran a little piece on it. I blame the boyfriend. The manager blamed the war.
What?
Oh, blamed it for everything once, didn't we? But it's getting harder every day. Now we have to blame each other. That was the thing about the war. It took your mind off your own little troubles. Great loss of human comfort in this city, the war ending. The Allies have a lot to answer for.
Oh, you like the beer?
Oh, Hitler?
No, Picasso had 3 pints of Queens.
I hope it doesn't spoil his performance.
Tomorrow.
Or tonight. Oh, God, don't miss your tram.
J'attendrai le jour et la nuit, j'attendrai toujours ton retour.
Good evening, sir.
Mia,
I am sorry. I did not mean to frighten you.
What is this? This is my room.
It wasn't locked. It is Picasso, isn't it?
How do you know this?
I asked the chambermaid your room number.
Oh, is it a surprise? Excusez-moi.
I am sorry to frighten you.
What do you want?
To talk to you.
Journalist?
No, not journalist. 5 minutes, s'il vous plaît.
Ah, vous parlez français.
I would like to speak English. Allow me to introduce myself. Thomas Masaryk. I am Polish. I have come a long way to see you.
From Poland?
From Birmingham.
It's absolutely bizarre. I do not understand.
I live here now. After the war, refugee, displaced person.
I sit in the hotel. Anyone can talk to Picasso. Why have you been in here like a thief?
I want to speak to you alone. It is very important. I would like to show you some drawings from my brother.
It is late, comrade.
He is in Poland. He wanted you to see his work. He asked me to help him. Can I, please? They are here. His name is Konrad. He's 34. He draws and paints all his life. He admires your work. Braque, Matisse, all the modern artists here. Here, I think they tell the truth, these pictures.
The truth?
About what is going on in my country now. The people in the factories, the towns, the streets. Of course, he only has pencil and paper. He works at night in his room. After his work.
Actually, this woman, who is this?
A worker in the factory. There are many women in these factories.
I like this face. You can tell him, Picasso, he likes his factory woman.
He has to be careful. They wouldn't like it, the people in the factory, the bosses. There are police, too. He has to hide his work. He cannot show it to anybody. It is too risky. He lives in fear, peur, toujours peur.
Comrade,
But you must know these things about life in my country.
People say things, many things about life in communist country.
You don't believe it's true?
You live in England now?
I did not go back. I did not fight for those people, that government. I fought for a free Poland. You also ran away to France. You ran from Franco, huh?
Not run. I choose to leave. Picasso, he walks away.
So did I choose to walk away. We are the same.
You know Picasso? You see his painting?
I have seen some. Your work is everywhere in the world, but not in my country. They never see it. People never have a chance to see it. No books, no pictures. Everything is banned from the West.
C'est très difficile, la politique. And I am tired. Please, you must go now.
Will you see me again tomorrow?
I make my speech, then I go home. I'm sorry, your drawings. Here, please.
Please keep them. Konrad wanted to show you. He says drawing has power. Show Picasso. He told me this. A very great artist. He will know, he will understand. Do you know how these pictures got out of Poland? He wrapped them around my Christmas present, inside the brown wrapping paper. You have no idea of the risk he took to do this. I want you to know more about what is happening.
Yes.
I want to tell you about my brother, my wife, my daughter.
Y a quelqu'un.
They are making guns. Bombs, battleships. Yes. The Russians are arming again for war. Our people have no choice.
Yes, yes.
But you must know what is going on.
The world is difficult.
It is a tyranny. It is a tyranny.
André, s'il vous plaît. Please, excusez-moi.
They said you were asking.
Asking?
Room 411. Said you were asking for some company, like.
Ah, oui. Please, André. Yes, yes. Company. Come in.
Tell very much. 2. He didn't say anything about that.
I am leaving now.
Up to you, lovey. Might make things easier.
We will talk again tomorrow.
It will not be good time.
Look, I have come a long way to see you. I have come for my brother and for my country. We will talk again before you leave. Meanwhile, good night to you.
Comrade.
Good night, madame. I am very pleased to have met you.
What? Oh, yeah, ditto. I didn't know you had company. Sorry.
Please, sit down.
Ta. Here.
You are calling?
I am, yes.
No, your name.
Oh, right. Irene. What I'm called, Irene.
Irene?
That's right. For tonight, anyway. Only joking.
I am Pablo.
Pleased to meet you, Pablo. Right, shall we do the money first?
Money?
I think it's best. And I don't do prezzies.
Prezzies?
Gold cufflinks, sig cases. Oh, you'd be surprised what people try. I've been done like that before, if you'll pardon the expression.
money. Here, okay?
Bloody hell.
This money.
You've had some beer, haven't you? I can smell it.
Is it off?
It'll do to be going on with.
You keep. Now, we work now.
Work? Hang on. I don't do funny stuff.
Funny stuff?
Well, I can, but it depends how funny.
Please, sit there, the bed.
Here?
Yes, good. Absolument parfait.
Shall I take my coat off? It'd be a start, wouldn't it? Yes. Take your coat off, Irene. Pablo, Spanish, isn't it?
I live in France many years.
Anything else, off?
Stay still, like that, please.
Still? But like this?
Very good, very still.
Don't you want to...
I work now.
What is this? That takes all sorts, Irene. And you've got the money, lovey, so why not just do as you're told and let the man get on with it?
You know Pablo?
Should I?
Many people know Pablo.
Oh, that's nice. It's a bit the same for me, actually.
Everybody, the world. I am Pablo Picasso.
And I'm Doris Day, love.
You do not believe?
When I'm working, I believe everything. It's better that way. What are you doing?
Still, please.
You're bloody drawing me, aren't you?
With a face, yes.
It might be extra drawing. I'll have to think about it.
I am here for peace.
That's nice.
Still, please.
Sorry and all that.
Look to the window, please. Yes, good.
I've heard of him, Picasso.
Of course.
I'm not daft, you know. I can't afford to be. So what piece is this, then?
Piece of world.
Politics. Keep it. I know an MP. He's very polite. Labour. I think it's Labour. He doesn't say much. He's like somebody else I know.
Look at me.
How long does this little lot go on for?
I pay, yes?
Don't get shirty.
You are like Jeanette.
Oh, who's that then? The little wife?
No, not Jeanette. Never wife.
But you're married?
Oh, yes. 2 times.
They always are. Kids. Grandkids in your case, I expect. This is no chicken, Irene. It's got nice eyes, though. Oh, can I move? My neck is killing me. Oh, I'm not used to this. Blokes don't usually want me to keep still.
I take time.
Oh, I'm not used to that either. Oh, can I have a peek?
Please?
Can I see what you've done me for?
Ne bougez pas.
I'm only asking for a little look. Be nice, Pablo. Oh, bugger it, I'm coming anyway. Choose out.
Ah, mais c'est impossible.
That's never me. That's her. I take care of myself, not like that. You're famous for these sorts, are you? Ain't my mouth not like that either.
You can go now.
What?
Go now.
Well, don't you want anything else? With that money, I'll swing from the bleeding chandelier.
I am tired.
Not even gonna buy a nice girl a drink?
Please.
Is there something wrong with the goods or what?
Here. For you. How do you say? Come on, the memory.
For me? This, what, like, souvenir, you mean?
C'est ça, souvenir.
You're not really him, are you? Picasso?
Je suis Picasso. Je suis artiste.
Yeah, this is that modern art, isn't it? That's what you do, right? Looks like I've been crying.
English people. I read what they think. Picasso, he draws like a child. They do not see.
Cheer up. It'll be the ale. It gets to the boys like that. Right, I'll be on my way, Chuck. It's been a right laugh. It's the only modelling I've ever done where I got to keep my gear on.
Au revoir, Irene. Et merci.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm tar for this. So long, Pablo.
Au plaisir, Irene. Au plaisir.
Do you think the National Press will come now?
They've all got invitations.
For Picasso?
Well, he is a big name.
What did you think of him?
You first.
He's very boyish, isn't he?
I mean, it's as old as me dad. Oh, that cap. He thought it was a real joke. Very dark, staring eyes.
Yeah, on you, mostly.
Me?
He likes his women, does Comrade Picasso.
Should I be flattered?
I've read somewhere he collects them.
Here's me thinking I was special.
Shall I get you home? There's not much more we can do here now.
I think I'll get a taxi, just this once.
I could stay over, on the sofa.
Not tonight.
What's wrong, Babs?
I feel let down. It was going to be so important, wasn't it? 2,000 delegates, famous names, world peace here in Sheffield.
Was?
It's going to look a bit pathetic, all those empty seats.
Tactically, we've scored a victory.
Have we?
The government looks pretty inept. They've done us a favour. I wish it could happen more often, play into our hands like that.
It doesn't feel like a victory, even a tactical one.
You were tired. It's been a hectic few weeks. All the preparation, you've put in a hell of a lot of work. Have you thought any more about what we talked about?
What?
Making it official, sort of.
Official?
Babs.
I'm sorry, it's just that I can't get my mind off what's happened.
It's not that important.
What?
Not in the long term. The strategy. I just think you should keep a perspective.
We had this poster in our kitchen, one of Dad's favourites. The sad-faced woman with the two thin children looking at the horizon. And there was this sunset, forward to the future in big letters. My dad liked it. Even Mum didn't ask him to shift it.
Sentimental tosh.
I suppose it was.
Stuff like that doesn't change things.
What does?
Power. Get your analysis right, then develop the tactics necessary. Obvious.
Obvious. It's not about dreams and sunsets and horizons.
There you are, then.
I used to think it was.
Then you grew up.
Did I?
I remember the day when Alf Green gave you your card. Came to see him about that appeasement pamphlet. And you were there. I thought you were lovely. Just lovely. So did Alf. Babs.
We were talking politics, weren't we?
Okay. It's not going to happen overnight. Never was. It's a struggle.
Maybe I'm a bit tipsy. That wine.
Wine? Waste of money. Let me take you home.
I want to go on my own.
We could walk a bit. It's a nice frosty night. There's a moon.
Please.
If you're sure you'll be all right.
I can't get over that flat cap thing. He was like a kid. For peace of the world, we hit glasses. Cheers.
Kid or not, at least he's on our side tomorrow.
I have contributed to the utmost of my ability, and with the same ardor that I have given to my art, to fight for the greatest and most just of all causes. I stand with life against death. I stand for peace.
Bravo.
And I take my stand against war. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Fellow delegates, comrades, Comrade Picasso here has kindly agreed to auction off a piece of his own work, a drawing of the Dove of Peace. All funds going towards the costs of the conference, of course. So, who would like to bid first for this bird of peace? Can we start off at £10?
Nice little stunt.
It'd make a nice picture. We don't.
They've had enough coverage. Don't want to fill a paper with commies every day. People don't want it. Now, who's the next monkey?
Right, sir, West German on the arms race.
Oh, I had enough for Germans. In my searchlight in the conflict, I'm for the office. You stay. When this lot looks like folding, try and get some quotes from the committee.
Right, do you want me back later, Mr. Lockridge?
Yes, and pray for a nice big local fire. Been ages since we had a decent peacetime inferno. Now, that does make a picture.
Now, anyone give me 24? Thank you, I've got £24 over here. Round it up to 25, eh? Anybody? No? Going then, comrades, going. Gone!
at £24. Our thanks again to Comrade Picasso.
He didn't wear it after all, did he?
What?
That cap.
But we've got the dove. A few pencil marks and a piece of paper.
A dove of peace. Appropriate enough in the circumstances.
Let's just hope it flies.
You know the police are in.
What?
Give themselves away, don't they? The shoes and ties, clodhoppers.
What do they think they're going to find?
Traitors. It's what they think we are, isn't it?
You didn't wear your cap, sir.
I forget. Also, Lilinette, to read.
It went well. Can I just say thank you?
Now it's finished.
For it, sir.
I do not go to Warsaw. It is not possible. I must go home.
Today?
Tomorrow morning. Now I see Sheffield, with you.
Me?
The steel factory. Very important. You told me.
Well.
You show me that, huh? And after this, we go to eat. You know places?
Restaurant? Oh, not much choice, I'm afraid. A bit like the red wine.
no more dead fly cake, okay?
No more dead fly cake.
Très bien.
Can I ask you a favor?
Please.
Would you come with me to meet my dad?
Dad?
Father. Papa.
Ah, Father. He's here?
He's been ill and had to miss it all, but he'd love to meet you. It would make up for not being able to come.
Your father, he is politics like you?
The party. All his work in life.
You follow him?
Since I was a little girl, it's been the party.
I understand.
I wonder if you do.
One thing to do. I find a cadeau to go home.
Presents?
For children, yes. Presents. Les jouets pour les enfants.
Toys?
Toys, c'est ça.
Best toy shop's Redgate. We could go there.
You will show me.
All right. It's in the city centre, not far.
Then we meet your comrade father.
Oh, reads like a school cert essay.
Well, I can cut it down, Mr. Lockridge.
Oh, leave it to the subs. They've got sharper knives. So, gone to Poland. Back in 10 years, if they can get the chains off.
Chains?
Catch up. It's a commie shop, Poland.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's not good, though, does it?
Doesn't it?
Well, I mean, the way people talk about these countries, I mean, we don't know, do we? We've never been there, have we?
We can't get in. The door's locked.
Yeah, but they've achieved lots for the people.
Look, is that right, Tolstoy? Oh, yeah, I've been there, I suppose.
Yeah, well, my Uncle Ernest went with a union trip. He says it's interesting, the things that they're doing, houses and schools and...
Oh, spare me the propaganda.
I'm only saying. I mean, look at last week, yeah, that stuff that we put in the paper about how much it costs for a pair of shoes.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's paradise over there, but all I'm saying is that they've got a different way of doing things. You know, not just going out looking for a profit.
Oh, your Uncle Ernest again?
No, I mean Picasso. He believes in it.
Oh, if you lay the politics of every sodding painter and poncy poet end to end, they'd make a path to the nut house.
Oh, they're making progress, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, bloody hell. I have seen the future and it works. Tell you what, Rasputin.
Yeah, why don't I go and live there if I like it so much? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Cheeky little sod. Get back to work. Do some bobby calls or find me a loony vicar. Make yourself useful. And remember what paper you're on. It's a local evening provincial, not chuffing Pravda.
They're a very popular item, sir.
Clever idea.
Can I welcome you to Redgate's, Mr. Picasso?
Thank you.
I'm an admirer of your painting, sir.
Merci.
Please, don't hesitate to ask if there's anything you require.
Yes, thank you.
I think we're after dolls for a little girl aged 3 and a half.
A basement, to the left. Like I say, please ask if you require anything.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ah, Poland, you find me again.
I followed you from the hall.
Quelle surprise.
With your permission, sir... I would like to show you my pamphlet. It is very important that you read it.
This is Barbara, a comrade. It is Thomas, yes?
Mazarik. Thomas Mazarik. How do you do, miss?
How do you do?
We meet last night at the hotel. But you must excuse me. I am buying presents for my children.
My pamphlet. The truth.
Mais attendez, mon ami, s'il vous plaît.
Is everything all right?
Please, take the pamphlet. It is important.
Can I?
Read it. Tell your comrades. They will listen to you. Read, my famous friend. Read about the communist police in our country. Read about the camps. Read about the forced labor in the factories. The murder of peasants in the countryside. The end of the lives of people who fought once for a free and new Poland.
Laissez-moi, je vous en prie, laissez-moi.
Is everything all right, sir?
What?
Is this man bothering you? I can easily...
I only wish to talk about the truth. That is not yet a crime in this country, is it? Correct me if I'm mistaken.
I must ask you not to shout, sir. This is a children's toy shop.
I have arranged to see this man. Go away.
Maybe we could talk about this somewhere else.
You will not stop me from speaking the truth. This is England, a free country. Here, we have the right.
I am sorry. Sometimes Picasso, he has this problem.
Are you going to leave?
You will not stop me from telling the truth. One day you will all know, but it will be too late.
Do you want me to get the police?
There's no need for the police, honestly. Look, it's obvious Picasso can't speak to you here now, so why don't we just take your pamphlet like you want us to, and we'll leave it at that. This is hardly the time or the place, is it?
You will not stop me from telling the truth. I have put my address at the bottom. I can also be contacted in Birmingham. It is important, very important. Does Picasso care?
Calm down. Come on, there's no need to shout.
Oh, Thomas, what do you think of this?
Voilà, for my little boy. Okay, you think? Qu'est-ce que c'est, Barbara, en anglais?
A mouse. A clockwork mouse.
Ah, c'est mignon.
Tommy!
Oh, I didn't expect you. Not today. I dozed off.
I brought a visitor.
Oh, come in. Have a seat. Clear them things up over there.
This is... Sounds weird saying it, but this is Pablo Picasso, Dad.
Oh, it's Belch. Oh, you might have given me a bit of notice.
How do you do, Mr. Taylor?
You've let the fire go, Dad.
Here, look, sit down, please.
I made some tea, shall I?
Do you want to take your coat off?
Thank you.
Put it on that chair. That's it. Ooh. The conference, eh? Bit of a washout. Oh, disgraceful business, eh?
Yes.
I mean, all this way for nothing. I mean, it's a terrible decision, that, to keep all those people out. I mean, actually, he could have come himself. He could have just made a point that he wasn't afraid of the peacemakers.
Where's the biscuits, Dad?
Oh, in the cupboard, brown tin. She should know.
Oh, can I look, please?
What?
English water painting, yes?
Oh, yeah, they were done by a mate of mine at work, Bill Outram. First outbuilder in their steelworks. Very delicate paintings for such a big man.
No biscuits, Dad.
Oh, must have finished them off then. Sorry.
Honestly.
You spoke, did you, this morning? You know, let him have it, I hope.
For peace, see. No more war.
Oh, I wish more would say it. Hurry up with that tea.
I'm coming.
And how long have you been a party member, then?
A party? Ah, communist. Mm. 3 years.
Oh, I joined in 32. I was a shop steward when I was 27. Ah. Key to it, you know, shop stewards. You can organise on the shop floor, you see. Judge the mood, feel the temperature.
Uh-huh.
And then make a move. When you've got the lads with you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have you ever been to Moscow?
Moscow?
Oh, I'd love to go. Must be wonderful to stand in Red Square. I've been to Prague with the party, you know, official tour. Oh, that was an eye-opener. Beautiful city.
Yes.
We went to Red Gates to get some presents to take back. Here we are.
That's it.
It was really weird. We got set on by a Pole. He wanted Comrade Picasso to read this pamphlet.
He comes to my room last night in the dark.
What?
He was waiting for him after we left last night.
He go to my room.
Oh, very cloak and dagger.
What did he want? To tell me the truth about communism.
I hope you like tea. There's nothing else.
Thank you. Black, please.
A pamphlet, you said?
This.
What really goes on behind the Iron Curtain?
What do you reckon?
Difficult to say.
Very crudely printed.
It could be a straightforward planted provocation.
A plant?
Security people hired him. Oh, wouldn't surprise me.
You're joking.
Oh, dirty tricks department. I'm serious. Destabilise the conference.
Seemed genuine. He put his address here, look. Broughton Road, that's Ely, isn't it?
Birmingham. He says he comes from Birmingham.
Oh, the clever. Use anybody if it suits him.
He was a damn good actor, then.
Oh, he might be genuine. I wouldn't put it past them to recruit that sort of refugee to spread anti-communist stuff. Plenty of volunteers, I bet.
He has pictures from his brother, workers. He wants me to see.
Of course he did. That's the way they work.
Do you think he'll be here, at this address?
Oh, probably back in London now.
London? He wasn't an agent.
Oh, they're not playing games. They're serious anti-communist operators, those people. It's government-inspired, you mark my words.
But this stuff, it's not very clever.
Oh, no, no, it's a nasty pack of lies. I mean, they want to get at Picasso. I told Croson there'd be infiltrators. Don't tell me you haven't had the cops in.
John said there was three.
There you are, then. You show it to John. Get on to it.
I haven't got time for all that.
But Barbara, it needs following up. If we don't fight this sort of thing, they'll go on doing it. I mean, we live in a free country, for heaven's sake.
That's what he said.
Who?
Your secret agent. He meant it, too.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying...
I think we should leave it.
What?
With a guest. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh. Oh, sorry.
More tea, comrade.
No, merci.
I've just caught up, you know.
What's that, Dad?
One of the greatest artists of modern times is sitting on my sofa drinking tea. Oh, I just wish your mum could see us now, Barbara.
I'm taking Picasso to see the steelworks.
Oh, not to be missed.
I thought we'd go to your old place, Dad.
Just mention my name. Abercrombie's the works manager now, they tell me. My name will make him flinch. You just watch. Bastard of the first order, that man. Oh, excuse my French.
What do you think of that?
I do not see places like this.
I bet you don't.
I work in the south, yes. Sunlight, always sunlight. But this, the colours of hell and the noises and the men, like shadows in the fires. And something very strange.
What's that?
I can see the stars in there, open to the night.
My dad worked there all his life. He never mentioned the stars.
I know for the world, Sheffield means a steel.
For battleships, for bombs, for guns, you name it. War's big business round here.
Ah, la guerre.
You bet. Toujours la guerre. And they're going round again. When I was a little girl, I used to look out of my bedroom window at night and see the orange glow over the East End. I'd imagine me dad in there with a fierce heat on his face and his mates with a wet neckcloth shouting over the scream of a big paw. And I could smell the steel in the air. Thought I could, anyway. And, well... I know you're not getting much of this, Comrade Pablo, but I thought my dad was a bloody hero.
Your father. You have those eyes. His look at the world.
Communist, you mean?
People like him, I meet them. They are so sure.
They have to be. It's the truth, you see.
Ah, truth.
Shall I tell you something?
Please.
It makes him angry that people pay so much for just one of your paintings.
Mm. And you also?
Art can be power, can't it? People respect you, fear you even. You're like a magic man.
But not in Soviet. No magic there.
None at all.
They like the doll.
And Guernica, the fascist bull treading on the helpless proletariat.
Guernica.
Isn't that what it's about?
It's very difficult. You see, in my work, true is lie, and lie is true. Everything moves, it changes, many meanings.
That just makes it mysterious.
Ah, yes, le mystère. It is like that. I want it to be above, to be up there. I want it to mean all things. I want it to be like a dream. I cannot go down below to ordinary level. They do not understand. These political people, they do not see it, feel it, touch it. They only want me as a drapeau, like this.
Flag.
Flag, yes. Politics likes it to be simple. These party boys, they are so serious. They carry the world.
They are committed people. Dedicated. They have the correct analysis, you see.
And what do you have, Barbara?
You don't really care, do you? About all that. Today, your speech, you don't really understand, do you, what it means to those people? You don't know what they're like.
Picasso, he knows only his work. It is Picasso's life. It is everything. If people want Picasso for peace, they can have him.
That's so dishonest.
You're angry.
Am I?
Yes, yes.
I'm one of those people. One of those committed workers for the cause, for communism. Since I was a bloody tiny tot, politics, socialism. You've no idea, have you? It's like religion. You absorb it. The truth, the way, the light, the party. Oh, sorry. I'm talking to myself.
You must come to see me.
What?
At my hotel. Tonight. We can talk. Red wine, yes?
You cheeky old dog. You don't give up, do you? I've got to hand it to you.
Will come.
Dave Diggles in archives section was the last man who tried the direct approach with me.
So, is this a yes to Picasso?
Well, think about it. I've got some party business first. Priorities, you know? No. You don't, do you?
You best come through.
Thank you very much.
You might be feeling.
It's visitors, Sid.
Hey. I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Brood.
It's about Thomas.
John Round, how do you do?
You're not police.
Police?
Haircut's wrong. What about Thomas, then?
Well, we just want to talk to him.
Who's this?
Oh, sorry, Barbara Taylor.
I'm always telling Madam here, anybody could be up there. Some of them look like mad axemen. A carpet chap from Chesterfield gives me the creeps.
Oh, it's Bolsover, not Chesterfield.
Puts me off my breakfast, anyhow.
That'll be the day.
We're from the peace conference at the City Hall.
The commie thing? You look too sensible.
Would it be possible to see Thomas?
Has he done art wrong?
Well, it's difficult to
I wondered about him myself.
Really?
He reckoned to have a girlfriend in Sheffield, but he couldn't remember where she lived. And he reckoned to work for the builders in Birmingham, but he couldn't remember what they were called. And for a joiner, he had the cleanest pair of hands I've ever seen.
He's leaving tomorrow.
Can we see him, please?
Makes no odds to me.
Shall I ask him to come down, Sid?
Could we talk to him privately, in his room?
It's a free country, even for Reds.
Yes, who is it?
Somebody to see you.
Come in, please.
Sorry to disturb you. Visitors, Thomas.
Hello again, Mr. Messery.
Ah, the toy shop lady.
Barbara Taylor. And this is John Round.
Yeah. But where is Picasso?
No, I'm sorry.
Can we ask you some questions? It's rather important.
I'll leave you to it, then. You sure it's all right, Thomas?
Thank you, Mrs. Bruce. It's all right.
Right, then.
Thank you.
Please sit down. We're on the steering committee of the peace conference. But Mr. Picasso should be here with you.
You're joking.
I left my name and address. I expected him to come, yes.
That business at the toy shop, it really was...
What are you trying to do exactly, Mr. Masaryk?
Trying to do?
Coming to Sheffield. Following one of our main speakers, jumping out on him with stuff like this.
My pamphlet, have you read it?
Garbage. Who are you working for?
I am working for the truth.
Come on. Organization.
Myself, my friend. I sent me. I am working for the freedom of my people.
This stuff is
I wrote it. I showed Picasso the drawings from my brother. Do you want to see them?
Mr. Masaryk, we just want to clear up a few points.
Here, look at the drawings. My brother Conrad, he lives in Poland. He chose to go back. He wanted me to go, but I wasn't sure. So we had an agreement. He will write to me and tell me if I should join him. So we agreed. If he writes in pencil, don't come.
Oh.
If in ink, it's okay.
Oh, very melodramatic.
All his letters, pencil. Every month, pencil, pencil, pencil. Those policemen read them, but they don't know the code.
How did he get the drawings here?
Good question.
He hid them in brown paper of a parcel he sent me at Christmas. The heroes of Stalingrad. A Christmas present. Those people like that. That is great art. He did not see the pictures hidden in the wrapping. Look at them.
I'm not terribly interested in pictures at the moment.
Can I see?
The point is, what are you doing approaching one of our delegates in this threatening way?
You are impressed, Miss Taylor?
These people?
They are factory workers. They make arms.
They shouldn't.
For war, my friend.
You don't think they should protect themselves? You think they should just let the capitalist West move in?
You don't understand, do you? You want the world to be like it is in your theories, your books, your plans.
You arrogant sod. I don't have to sit here and listen to a tripey lecture.
Look, I did not ask you to come.
But we have come.
So, to find what? A spy? An agent provocateur? And what have you found? Someone who knows his mind. Someone who knows what is going on in his native land and wants everybody to know it.
Look.
Why did you approach Picasso?
John, stop shouting.
You know why. Because he's a name, he's a somebody. I wanted to persuade him to see the truth.
No one put you up to it?
Now he's being melodramatic.
You told the Brucers you were a joiner, but you're not, are you?
All these questions, just like the police.
You're not a joiner.
I don't have to answer.
John, I don't...
If you're a joiner, why are your hands so nice and clean?
My hands?
Yeah.
Ah, Sid, of course. The mitts. He should be a policeman, don't you think? Such a waste, a bakery van.
What about the rest? The Birmingham story. And your name. Is that real?
I am Thomas Masaryk. My grandfather died at Katyn. My mother and my sisters died in the Warsaw Rising. On September 30th, the soldiers came and blew up their cellar. We could see the Russian army across the river. They did nothing to help. They watched us die.
Pure propaganda. Have you any idea the sacrifices the Russian people made in the war?
Look, I am here to tell Picasso about tyranny and injustice. Do you know what my brother makes in his factory? Hmm? Bombs, guns, tanks, and planes. For war. Communism for war. You are right. I did not tell the Bruces the truth. I have no girlfriend in Sheffield. I have no job on the buildings. My wife is in Poland. My little daughter, too. My wife is in prison. My daughter lives with my father. My father is poor now. He made a big mistake before the war. He was in a trade union. Now, such a thing is bad. For them, it is a thing to be punished. Look, I will show you my little girl.
Look, we don't mean to intrude. It really isn't...
Here, my little Anya. She will be 13 now. I will never see her unless there is a change in my country. And I know in my heart I cannot, one man, change these things. I cannot stop trying. It is like a madness with me. But I must go on with what I know to be true.
I'm sorry. We had to check, you see.
I'm not satisfied with these answers.
Look, it is the same with you. You think you know how to proceed forward, eh? So you do this with all your heart. Maybe between us there isn't such a great cavern. Maybe between us there is only those powerful people who control our lives.
We'd better go.
Go?
Go! Yes, go!
Just a minute. One of our most important delegates has been pestered.
Are you coming, John?
What?
I want you to leave with me now.
Under protest. Just as a matter of interest, what do you do, Mr. Masaryk?
Do?
Work at?
Woolworths. In the cafe. Sometimes I call myself a chef. Mostly I'm washer-up. Clean white mitts, you see.
Good night, Mr. Masaryk.
Good night, Miss Taylor. Please tell Picasso I wish him well. Tell him to remember Thomas Masaryk.
Attendez. Oh, la belle Irene. But I did not send.
I know that. Can I come in, please? 2 minutes.
Please, entrez.
Ta. You look like you're expecting somebody.
Please, sit down.
Sorry, it's a bit late.
What do you want?
A little favour, Pablo. I was wondering. This picture of me.
Ah.
It's really good. I think.
It's not finished.
Would you write on it for me?
Hmm?
Write your name on it, at the bottom.
My name?
You know, sign it.
They tell you to do this, hmm?
What?
Someone tells you to ask me.
No.
I think so.
No, nobody's seen it, honest.
I think they have.
Okay, what have they have? It was Reg, actually.
Reg?
He works in the bar downstairs. It's a bit of an old puff, but he looks after yours truly. He said it would be a good idea if you wrote your name on it. That's all. Do you mind?
Hey, it is magic. A mark on paper.
I didn't know, you see.
You did not know?
Who you were. I thought you were joking.
Joking?
Reg says you're a genius.
All my life I am joking.
Yeah, well, if it pays, it's all right, isn't it?
Here. Voila. The Sheffield Picasso.
Oh, is it really valuable now?
Everything is. If I touch, it is a problem.
Oh, some bloody problem, Chuck.
What will you do? Sell me?
Sell? No.
I think yes.
Well, I might. It depends.
Art and money. It is difficult. The Americans, they have got it right. They know how to do these things. Just money. In Europe, everyone is a secret. Everyone pretends.
Is that right? I've only met one Yank in my life.
So you live always here in Sheffield, Irene?
I'll say. Can't you tell?
Is it a good place?
Is there anywhere else?
Now, take off clothes.
What?
Please.
Gonna do me nude, are you?
You work now with Picasso.
Work?
Yes. Yes. Company.
Bloody hell, I thought you'd never ask.
You will take a drink? Wine?
Oh, go on then. But first money, Pablo. Remember.
Shall I make her some tea?
I've not got any milk. Not got time.
Black then?
I suppose so.
Get that fire on, it's freezing.
Only one bar's working. Sorry.
The bloody arrogance. All these questions like the police. And all that bloody cloak and dagger stuff in a big persecution complex.
Probably genuine.
What?
Persecution. Can't be easy for people like him living here.
Loony.
Oh, I feel ashamed.
What?
We didn't have any right to do that.
We had every right.
Not to question him like that.
You'll be telling me next you believe him. Babs?
Why shouldn't I?
Because you're not the sort of person to fall for a sob story like that.
The tears were real. It's his life, his experience.
Filtered.
What does that mean?
Filtered through anti-communism. The Poles over here, they're just opting out. A lot of them have past lives they'd rather get away from. The old red horror beast, just a cover story.
He was a sad little Polish kitchen worker, miles from home and family, with a story of persecution and despair. Filtered, of course.
Look.
What? Why don't you ask him more?
About what?
His life.
What for?
Because you'd rather not know.
You're tired.
Stop telling me what I am, what I want, and what I should do.
I'll get the tea.
We had to check on him.
Why?
He'd no right to do what he did.
Didn't he?
I can't understand why a chap with some half-baked balls got you so upset.
Do you have to say half-baked? Do you have to say that?
I think he was. No sugar, either.
He made sense. We don't know what's going on, not really. Did we really think that man was a government security plant to get at Pablo Picasso?
Why not? He's an important person. He's a good target.
He hasn't a clue.
Who hasn't?
Our Pablo. He's only interested in one thing.
What's that?
Or possibly two, but they're connected.
What do you mean?
I mean his work and his women. He tried it on with me.
Tried it on?
Oh, harmless enough. Forget it.
Are you sure? I mean,
I'm imagining it.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, women do, don't they? Especially frustrated spinsters like me. Not too many of those around for the conference, were there? Women of any damn kind, actually.
That's hardly the point.
Just a thought.
What did Picasso want?
Asked me round to see his etchings. I was tempted to.
You're joking. You'd be told to be chasing women, ain't you?
Is there a limit, then?
Not much at conversation.
Who said anything about conversation?
Babs.
Anyway, I quite fancied getting into a bedroom at the Grand.
He's got a reputation.
So you said.
Pick one of his wives up on the street. Hello, you're beautiful, marry me.
Did she?
Yeah, I think she did.
You sound a touch jealous.
Adolescent.
He doesn't really care about the party, about communism, about peace even. All he cares about is his work.
He said that?
Near enough.
You probably misunderstood him.
Oh, I do keep doing that, don't I, misunderstanding.
That Dovetrake, such a show-off. He loved every minute.
Yeah, I agree. But we need our stunts, like the capitalist class does. There's more than one way of being a communist. In the kind of world we live in, it's important to have people like him on our side.
Do you know what I'm feeling about the last couple of days? Relief.
Well, it's over, you mean?
Relief to be seeing things like I am. The party, Picasso, Thomas. Me dad.
Ah.
What's ah mean? Ah.
Nothing.
Come on, come on.
He's been a big influence, that's all.
You're saying I don't think for myself.
All I'm saying is your dad's a lifelong communist. You grew up with it. Look after him now.
I can't believe this.
All I'm saying...
I know what you're saying.
Well, it's so bloody funny. Oh, come on, Dad. You sound hysterical. Are you sure nothing happened with Picasso? I want to know. I'll have him for it. I don't care how famous or important he is. What's wrong with that? For God's sake, shut up, will you? Just shut up. Look, can we start this evening again? I'm sorry.
Too late, I think.
I was a bit heavy with Thomas, okay.
I want to know about the Thomas people. His wife, his little girl. I want to get beyond the party line, the official truth. I don't think I believe in it anymore. It's not enough. When the war ended, we danced in the streets, didn't we? But for what? For more of the same? All my life I've been asked to believe in socialism, the way forward. But look at what's happening. Sides again. Men lining up again. You're right, it's power. Bloody Picasso. He didn't know it, but he was opening my eyes, stood there in the works when my dad spent his life. At least he was talking about what was his. His colours, his lines, his work, his dreams. Every day he wakes up, and that's all he must be true to.
What's brought all this on?
For Christ's sake, can't you see? Something's not right, that's all. And I don't know what it is, but I must find out. On me own.
What about us?
Us.
It's important, isn't it? It is to me.
Yes. It's important.
Fair enough. Now's not a good time. We're both tired. I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Now the conference is over, we should have some time on our own. Maybe we can have a little holiday. A mate of mine's got this cottage place he goes to Hinton Lakes.
I'm not sure.
I'll phone you tomorrow. Okay. Pressure's off now. We can relax, both of us. You'll feel different tomorrow. I promise. Night, Babs.
I won't. I won't.
Oh! I thought I'd missed you. I went to the hotel.
Ah, my Mr. Lestar.
Yeah, look, I just wanted you to have this. It's the article, a souvenir, like. It'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Do you think you'll come back ever?
Come back?
Yeah, to Sheffield.
Ah, to see the beautiful Irene.
Irene?
Yes, I will remember. The tenants' queens, 6 pints to kill a gorilla, yes?
Yeah. Who the hell's Irene?
In The Sheffield Picasso by Dave Sheesby, Picasso was played by Olivier Pierre and Thomas by Shando Ellis. Catherine Pogson played Barbara, Paul Copley, John, and George A. Cooper, Barbara's father. Irene was played by Julia Ford, Ken the Barber by Steve Hodson, Arthur by James Tomlinson, Mr. Lockridge by Ronald Herdman, and Jackie by Danny Cunningham. Natasha Pine was Mrs. Bruce, Derek Waring, Sid Bruce, Ian Masters, the shop assistant, Jonathan Keeble, the waiter, and Becky Hindley, the receptionist. The director was Janet Whittaker.